Previous to the truce, the IRA had captured one of the head British intelligence officers, a Major Coombs, and he was a prisoner outside. Negotiations were set afoot for an exchange of prisoners. The liaison officer, a Captain O'Malley, a good Irishman, still in the British Army, but non-combatant, was the go-between. Arrangements that Coombs was to be released in exchange for me. Unfortunately, these negotiations were all carried out at local level. Coombs was released early morning. Their headquarters in Dublin notified, but my release was refused by them. Ultimatum was issued to the British that I be released before 12 o'clock the next day or else the war would start again. There was a general stand to of the IRA. The disappointment and tension of the day was relieved at 5 o'clock that evening. And the joy and the happiness that followed more than justified everything that I had undergone for the previous 6 months. Home again and free. It was just so unbelievable as week followed week and month followed month, with nothing but the absolute certainty of death, either for my wounds, the gallows, or the firing squad, and only hoping from day to day for just a few extra moments of preparation before I go to meet my God. Just praying that I would be a man when the final moments arrived, and that I would have the faith and the courage in our cause to see me through whatever ordeal was coming up in the immediate future. Only somebody who has had such an experience can possibly realize what freedom means. And now, just a little prayer. I hope that my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren in the time to come will look kindly on our efforts to make them a better world to live in.